The next day, after consulting with the board, Woolard called Jobs back. "We're going to approve this," he said, "but some of the board members don't like it. We feel like you've put a gun to our head." The options for the top team, Jobs had none, were reset at $13.25, which was the price of the stock the day Emilio was ousted. Instead of declaring victory and thanking the board, Jobs continued to seethe at having to answer to a board he didn't respect. "Stop the train. This isn't going to work," he told Woolard. "This company is in shambles, and I don't have time to wet-nurse the board. So I need all of you to resign, or else I'm going to resign and not come back on Monday." The one person who could stay, he said, was Woolard. Most members of the board were aghast. Jobs was still refusing to commit himself to coming back full-time or being anything more than an advisor, yet he felt he had the power to force them to leave. The hard truth, however, was that he did have that power over them. They could not afford for him to storm off in a fury, nor was the prospect of remaining an Apple board member very enticing by then. After all they'd been through, most were glad to be let off, Woolard recalled. Once again, the board acquiesced. It made only one request. Would he permit one other director to stay in addition to Woolard? It would help the optics. Jobs assented. "They were an awful board, a terrible board," he later said. "I agreed they could keep Ed Woolard and a guy named Gareth Chang, who turned out to be a zero. He wasn't terrible, just a zero. Woolard, on the other hand, was one of the best board members I've ever seen. He was a prince, one of the most supportive and wise people I've ever met."